My daughter was playing outside. This man approached her and dragged her up to Pulley Park. Seriously assaulted her. Shot. I was very lucky that she came home. Bridget, instance where they're not that lucky, don't come home. And I'm just hopefully that whoever has done this will find out who it is. And justice for them. Luckily the prisoner's gone, but she's still not the same as she used to be. In the day, I try and cope as much as I can, but at night time I think it hits me most when I'm on my own. I'm constantly looking out the door or checking the doors are locked. My other daughter was afraid to go outside. I'm constantly ringing them, where are they, what are you doing? Check on the younger sister. And this is an ongoing thing because I'm paranoid in case something else is going to happen to him.
We're now in a position to release CCTV images, which we've had for a while but not been able to share with the public. These show what could be one man or a number of men who were in the area at the right time, and I'm convinced they've got important information. It's important to emphasise, I think they probably saw the attacker who was in the area at that time and may not have known that they were near what was going on. So I'd like people to have a look at the images, see if they recognise themselves or if they recognise one of their family or friends, and come forward and tell us who they are. I want to emphasise it's really important those people come forward so we can talk to them and understand what they saw, because they may have seen something unwittingly which we'd really like to hear about. They were here for a while, you'll see from the CCTV images, and they're quite distinctive individuals, and I'm sure they'll be able to help us with finding the person who attacked the girl.
It made it worse to know that he's still out there and he hasn't been caught, because when the children go out I'm constantly worrying. And obviously when I go shopping I don't even know who this man is. And he could approach my children at any time. So I'm constantly on 24 hour watch. In my heart that there is somebody out there that knows what's going on. I just think they're afraid to come and approach and say who it is or what they've done. I think if people go around doing things like that to my daughter, it could happen to any child. And I think he should be caught.